you will never, never die again as far as being, as far as spiritual. All right? Since we are building our case, we might as well just give you the material to work with. Amen. Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verses. Let me get there myself. Romans chapter 8. Here we go. I want to pick up I will pick up at verse 34. Romans chapter 8. For as much then as children, oh, that's still up there. We hadn't changed it. All right. Listen. Romans 8, 34. Listen what it said. Who is he that condemneth not Christ? Is it Christ that died? Yea, rather than a raised again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us? Here we go. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, stress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? It's written, all it is written. For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, no, 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 no. No, in all these things. How many things? All these things. We are what? More than conquerors to him that what? Loved us. He said, for I am what? Persuaded that neither who? Huh? So through the power of death, he destroyed death in his dying on the cross, in his suffering in the place of torment where he was tormented, called hell. He destroyed the power of death. And we're talking about walking in the light of this resurrection life. Hallelujah. And as we learn here that death, the physical death, when you know this, cannot overpower this resurrection life on the inside of you. To invade your life, are you listening? To invade your life, to separate you from your spirit and soul from your body before you finish what God put you on earth to do. Paul suffered many persecutions. He was beaten. He was shipwrecked. He was thrown in prison. He was stoned and left for dead. What did Paul say at the end? I fought what? A good fight. I finished. He didn't say I got in the middle of my ministry and they killed me. I finish. Hallelujah. So death can't separate us, and God had granted us power to live this resurrection life on planet Earth with all the chaos that's going on. Well, Paul attacked by evil. Was he attacked? Did it stop Paul? Here's the thing we want you to understand. And this is what gives believers confidence. Persecution may come. And it is coming, because he said, if you live godly, you will what? Suffer persecution. But he said in John Gospel chapter 16, verse 33, he said in the latter part of that verse, be of good cheer. Didn't he say it? For I have what? Overcome the world. What's in the world, as long as we're here, as long as this world exists like it is, people are going to experience opposition. People are going to experience persecution. People are going to experience diseases. You have to stand against them. You have to fight them. Fight what? The good fight of faith, stand your ground. And declare over your life. Are y'all listening to me? Yeah. Declare over your family. Declare over your going out and your coming in. That I have a covering. Psalm 91 declares that he is my covering. Amen. But Paul wanted us to understand. God wanted us to understand. So he gave this writing to Paul. That resurrection life, and know the power of it, so we can walk victorious in these days that we're living in, without fear, without doubt, without being afraid that some disease is going to take us out before time. Hallelujah. That we put our trust in him. This is what he said. Rely, trust in, and stand on his word. Why do we say that? Because the word declares what? Greater is he that is in who? You. Us. Than he that is in the world. So listen to this. Picking up again in Philippians. I want to read the whole account of this scripture, of this setting here. He said, finishing up verse 11, and that I may share the fellowship of his suffering, and being continually confirmed inwardly into his likeness, even to his death, dying as he did. This is verse 11 says, so that I may attain to the resurrection that will raise me from the dead. See, we've been raised and joined, and this is what the Lord said. I join you to me. The same resurrection life and power that I raised Jesus from the dead, you've been joined to that. It's yours in the full, but you get it to work for you as you gain knowledge. Remember last week we said this, our thought was that it is what finished, grace to finish it. And you get chance and you walk in this by knowledge. Revelation knowledge that you learn what's yours and you exercise your right on this earth. And you declare in your own life, in your own walk of faith, that these things that the enemy brings to try to stop you, you say, no, sir, you don't rule me.